You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
1 in 7 people say they can do this, but they're lousy at it. That means 6 out of 7 can't do it at all. 1 in 7 people say they can, but they pretty much suck at it. All right? Okay. What am I talking about? Let's have some fun with the Mind Bender today. Got to give us a call, 303-691-1MIX. If you've never gotten through for the Mind Bender, make today the day. Do not be discouraged by a busy signal. Just hang up and call back until you get through. Keep on a trying. You do have to be at least 18 to call for the Mind Bender. Jeremy, you're first today. 1 in 7 people say, yeah, I can do that, but I'm not good at it at all.
It has to be rollerblade. I guarantee you.
Josh, what do you think?
I think it is whistling.
Oh, dang it, that's good.
Now, you may take either of those answers, but maybe there's a different answer that, bing, popped into your head, and you're like, oh, no, 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 no. 1 in 7 people say they can do this, but they're lousy at it. 303-691-1649. Now, if you get through and you play and you win, Jeremy hands over a prize. What do you have for him?
This is pretty spooktacular. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
4-pack of tickets to Elitch's for Ghoul School, which is a rare interactive backstage experience at Elitch's Fright Fest, and you'll get a behind-the-scenes tour of all the haunted attractions. Spooktacular.
Now, that's really cool. That's a cool prize.
Yeah.
That's good. Also, quick note to Mindbender Club members. You guys have been excellent answering the poll question this week. If you have not answered it, today's the last day to do it. So when you get your Mindbender Club mailer today, look for the little link at the bottom of the page. Answer this week's poll question, which is, I'd like my last meal ever to be blank. And I will use all your answers to create a Mindbender for this Friday. Sign up at mindbenderclub.com. If you're not a member, mindbenderclub.com. All right, lines are full. If you're getting a busy signal, keep trying. Hi, Michelle. Good morning.
Hi.
1 in 7 people say they can do this, but they're lousy at it, and everyone else pretty much can't do it. So what's the answer?
I think it's ironing.
Oh. You think 6 out of 7 people cannot iron?
I know I'm terrible at it. It's ironing work and,
I mean, it's not that difficult. You run your arm back and forth over a piece of fabric. I mean, really?
But I know with, like, shirts, I know what she's talking about, because I always put more wrinkles in when I'm trying to iron a shirt than I get out.
Huh.
Michelle, do you feel me?
Yes.
Yeah,
awful.
I put more wrinkles in, I think. It's not ironing, but that's a fun guess.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Good morning, Polly.
Good morning, boys.
So glad you called us. These people are lousy at it, and it seems like everyone else can't do it at all. What am I talking about?
I'm guessing a parallel park.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good guess.
That's why they have all these new cars that'll do it for you.
That's right. Big help.
They do, actually, yeah. Yep. It's not parallel park, but that's a good try.
Okay. Oh, Polly.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Now, keep in mind, only 1 in 7 people can do this at all. I think everyone's focusing on they're lousy at it. I'm trying to tell you that 6 out of 7 people can't do this.
Right.
Only 1 out of 7 can, and they say they're terrible at it. Okay? So that should eliminate a lot of stuff. Hi, Janine. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. So what do you think, Janine?
I'm thinking baking.
I thought about that, too.
Well, I guess all you got to do is read the instructions on the box, right? preheat oven to 350.
And then there's the high altitude thing you kind of got to jack. And then if you open it to check on it, all the heat comes out and it goes. It sinks.
It has nothing to do with cooking whatsoever, I can tell you that.
Oh, no.
Gosh. All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, see ya.
Thank you. See you later. Bye-bye. Is it Donnell? Is that right?
Yep.
Hi, Donnell. So what am I talking here? Hi.
I think it's sewing.
Sewing. Mm.
Are you very good with needle and thread?
I'm lousy at it.
Oh, that's funny.
If the button falls off, it's staying off.
She's going to staple it back
right,
on.
Right, get some glue.
It is not sewing, but that's a good effort.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Brianna, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're up to bat. 1 in 7 people say they can do this, but they're lousy at it. 78% can't do this at all. And then there's a small percentage that can do it and do it well. But only 1 in 7 can do it, and they're lousy at it. What am I talking about?
I'm thinking about writing with the opposite hand than what you normally write with.
Wait a minute. Let me try.
I can't. I do that little thing every now and then, too, where I hold my toothbrush with my left hand and try to brush my teeth. I can't even. My brain doesn't work.
I can't do that either.
It, like, frustrates me.
So I just wrote Dominic with my opposite hand, and it looks like a preschooler wrote it.
Yeah.
That's what mine looks like, too.
God, that's great. That is a great answer. I wish it was right. That's not it, though. Oh. That's a good try, Brianna.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let me give you a hint, because this is a really difficult mind-bender today, but it's when I read the story yesterday that I knew it had to be a mind-bender. 1 in 7 people say they can do this, but they're lousy at it. It involves entertaining other people.
Okay.
It involves entertaining other people. So I'm going to say rollerblading is...
That's out.
Out. Whistling...
Yeah, I guess you could entertain people.
I guess Josh's answer is still in.
Invite Josh to the party. He's a great whistler. Maybe he'll perform for us tonight.
On second thought.
He's out.
He's out. It's not. This is a way of entertaining other people. Okay?
Get it.
All right, here's Teresa. Hi, Teresa. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
I got this. I have a son who's incredibly talented with this.
All right.
He juggles flaming torches and knives.
Oh, my
gosh. I'm saying juggling.
Juggling.
Yeah.
He sets things on fire?
And he does it well on a unicycle. He does. Fire.
Why?
Here's Cirque du Soleil calling.
Why does he have to be on a unicycle?
He does. He has a 5-foot-tall unicycle, too.
That's nutty.
Hmm.
He is nutty. He actually was debating whether to go to clown college or to be a doctor.
What did he end up choosing?
He's going to school for math. He wants a math degree.
That's probably a smarter choice.
Way, way smarter choice.
But I told him, I said, while you're sitting there with all those math theorists, you can entertain them by juggling staplers.
Like, if he becomes a doctor and he's, like, operating on somebody, he can pull some stuff out and, like, juggle it around and then put it back in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Check Absolutely. Out what I can do with these kidneys.
I'm down with that. I think he'd be
put him back.
Juggling. He'll be juggling malpractice suits is what he's going to be juggling. I got to tell you something. You're closer than anyone else, but it is not juggling.
Oh, darn it.
No.
It's not juggling? Oh, I knew I was right. Darn. Mm-mm.
But I know you're not.
All right.
So.
All right. Send us a video of him doing his little juggling on the unicycle.
Yeah, why not? We'll take a look.
I want to check it out.
Sure, send it.
I will send it.
Can he do knives and the things that are on fire at the same time?
No, it's usually one or the other.
Now I'm not as impressed.
Yeah.
Don't bother.
You can do like 5 balls at the same time, though.
Well,
listen, we're going to let you go now. You have a great day, all right?
Thank you.
See ya.
Okay, bye-bye. It involves entertaining other people, and I will give you yet another clue to almost give it away. A lot of people pay good money in Vegas. to watch this.
Okay.
Think you know what it is now?
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
Alex, what would I be talking about?
I'm pretty sure it's Screening Biodome starring Pauly Shore.
That's a pretty good guess.
Is that right?
Why didn't I do that thing where I said I was going to make that a winning answer one day?
I thought for sure he was going to call in during the villain talk and say, like, Pauly Shore
Why
from Biodome.
Why not Pauly Shore?
Come on,
greatest
dude.
Greatest villain. Here's Letitia. Letitia, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
1 in 7 people say they can do this, but they're lousy at it. Everyone else cannot. They can't. They physically cannot do it. What am I talking about?
Dancing?
No, I think, I mean, everybody, for the most part, can dance. They're just not.
I got the good. Rhythm. I mean, I got rhythm in my heart.
Yeah, you know how to do it. You just might suck at it. That's not what I'm looking for. But it does fit
okay,
the clue.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you for trying, okay?
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Do I give another clue? Teresa, good morning.
Good morning.
The answer is?
Whistling.
No, we ruled that one out. That's not it, but thank you for trying, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay,
it's
okay bye-bye. Thank you for calling. Kyla, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's entertaining other people. People pay good money in Vegas to watch people do this. What am I talking about?
Okay, I'm going to switch my answer from my original answer. I'm going to say singing.
No, again, everybody can sing. Right?
I don't know.
Well, I can't. I will
no,
say
you,
that.
But the thing is,
but
you is, can.
But you, can.
Might, you might be horrible at it, but you can
I can
do
sing.
It.
Correct.
You got to remember that the basis of this mind bender is that 6 out of 7 people can't. They don't know how to
they
do
just
this
can't do
at
it.
All.
Okay.
Oh.
But I'm glad you tried, Kyla.
No, I should have gone with my original. Thank you.
Okay, see
Bye.
You later. Bye-bye. Call back.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And your clue about Vegas. People watch
Vegas.
This in Vegas.
Vegas. People go to Vegas. Tom, good morning.
Well, I've never seen this in Vegas. I find it very entertaining.
No, wait a minute. Wait
then
a
why
minute,
are you
going to
say
wait
it?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If you've never heard of anybody doing this in Vegas, it ain't the winning answer. So don't stick with it. Come up with something else. So what else do people pay money to go to Vegas to watch somebody standing on stage doing?
Telling a joke, of course.
Now, see, that's a good guess.
Okay.
But it's that's not right.
But it wasn't the fart thing. Dang it.
I don't know what the fart thing is,
Tom. I don't know what the fart thing is, but thank you for calling. Everyone can tell a joke. They just might not be good at it. This, they don't know how to do it. Janet, what am I talking about?
Impersonate someone.
That fits the clue.
Yeah.
Like, sort of, but it's not it.
Oh.
I'm
oh.
glad you called, though. Okay. Thank you for listening.
All right.
Okay,
bye-bye.
She sounded so sad. Do you know what the answer is?
I think I do, but I don't know if they do this in Vegas.
Oh, all day long.
Do they?
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's been a minute since I've been to Vegas.
Hello, Molly.
Hi.
Hey. Hey. So what am I talking about?
I'm going to go with magic.
Let me ask you something. Do you know any magic tricks?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
my brother knows
people
some.
Don't.
He's pretty good at them, but
who is?
My brother.
He's one of the 7. The winning answer is a magic trick, oh, and you just won
awesome.
The mind.
Oh!
Hey.
Oh! Okay, so yeah, like David Copperfield, Penn and Teller, they're out in Vegas.
They're all out there in Vegas
yeah,
doing
okay.
magic. They do magic tricks.
All right.
6 out of 7 people don't know a single magic trick. They couldn't tell you one trick. They can't do any of them. One out of seven can do a magic trick, but they say they really, really suck at it.
That's funny.
That leaves a whopping total of 2% of people who can do a magic trick, and they think they can do it well.
Yeah. I can see the other card in your sleeve.
Now, I do have one card trick that I am pretty confident in.
Really?
Yeah, it's called The Four Robbers Named Jack.
Ooh.
And I'm pretty good at that one.
You have to show me sometime.
Yeah.
I can make a bowl of M&Ms disappear.
Stupid. Molly.
All right, Molly, good job.
Hey, how big is your brain, Molly?
It's big.
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's bigger than a rabbit in a hat.
You stand by so Josh can come back and have a few words with you, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Welcome.
Well, no, thank you. Thank you for listening to the show and today's Mindbender brought to you by Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors. Do you see how that fits the clue?
We all get it now. Yes.
We get it now.
We get it.
I'm surprised you're not more of a magic guy. You have that personality.
I've never felt the need to pull handkerchiefs out of my butt crack or anything. Never felt the need.
Do you know how many movie stars and television talk show stars all got their start doing magic tricks?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's a ton of them. Steve Martin got his start doing magic tricks. David Letterman, I think, was doing magic tricks. Who's the guy? Drew Carey?
Oh, really?
From Price is Right? He got started doing magic tricks.
Huh. Who knew?
I thought that would be you.
Nope.
That was a horrible mind bender today.
No, it was fine.
No,
it was good.
I apologize for today's mind bender. I'll do better.
Molly
tomorrow.
Seemed a little underwhelmed when she won.
And she won.
Okay.
And then I still don't know what the farting guy was.
I know.
About.
What was that? Well, I guess it's not the farting one. What?
We'll never know. We'll never know what he meant.